Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. When you think you found the hottest guy at the self-checkout, but you don't get his name.
No, what do? You do a little typey-typey. That's how you find him with missed connections.
And then her boyfriend of only 3 months sent her a PowerPoint presentation of their relationship.
She needed to know, is that cute or creepy?
And then Kelly hit him with her secret talent.
You already chastised me. They can't hear it. I'm not going to do it.
Just do it real quick. I'll pull down all the music.
I'm a drummer with my tongue.
There it is. All right. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Ever since our buddy Ryan Smetzer made it on Wheel of Fortune, I have noticed a couple things, or I've paid a little bit more attention to the actual show.
Oh,
which
okay.
I haven't necessarily done in a long, long time.
Are you watching it on a regular basis now?
No. But okay. But I just see it come up in my feed a lot more.
Oh.
Like those videos and things like that come up in my feed a lot.
Yeah, the algorithm's like, you must like this show now.
Right.
Because you paid attention to it a little.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So I came across this video. Ryan Seacrest chasing after a wheel of cheese. And so
random?
Exactly. So he had admitted on the show that his new favorite festival is the Gloucester Cheese Rolling Festival. Where
heard of it.
I was gonna say you've heard of it. We've seen videos of it, and you probably have seen videos on your feed of it too, where literally there are wheels of cheese, they roll down this big hill, and people run down this hill, and it's funny because they wipe out, they're somersaulting, they're going end over end, they're tripping.
Who in the world came up with the concept to begin with?
Right?
It's these things where I think that.
So Ryan decided to give it a try.
Why not? When you're Ryan Seacrest, you could probably just make calls and say, I want to do that. They're like, okay.
Well, but they did it on the show. Vanna rolled a giant fake wheel of cheese across the studio floor.
Oh.
So Ryan could kind of chase it. Kind of campy, kind of weird. But he either purposefully dove or he wiped out. But it looked like it could have been a little bit of both.
Well, I found my new favorite festival. It's called Gloucestershire Cheese Rolling Festival in the UK. Participants race down a hill chasing after a wheel of cheese, but in the end, you get the cheese. So what could be better?
You ready to try it?
I was born for this.
Here we go.
He just bites it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He's going to be okay. He's okay!
Vanna was a bit concerned.
Probably didn't expect
like
that.
Like I said.
He's like, wait a second. You don't know Ryan very well if you don't know he's going to go for the comedy.
I was
going to
say,
that was on purpose.
He's a radio guy.
Yes.
He commits to the bit.
But Vanna, she committed to the shock.
I know, exactly. It was
the shock and the concern.
It's still
committed.
It made me chuckle.
Of course.
Watching it.
Well, that's just not something I think
a millionaire in his suit.
Pat Sajak do.
No. Well, maybe in his early days, Pat would have done that.
He was a little wacky.
Yeah, Pat was a bit wackadoo, too.
But the video they're playing behind him on the screen
is the video.
Fantastic.
I know. It's the video of the actual event.
Yes. Which is great.
We'll share it on our Insta story.
Ryan commits. That just shows his radio roots.
Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it. But like I said, my feed ever since Ryan Smetzer, the guy who's on after us.
Which again, the comment, if we had a nickel for every time Ryan ended up on the floor this season, because he's been tackled before.
Yes, that's right.
You know, an excited fan,
right.
Or excited contestant.
That's right.
Like they hugged him so hard he ended up on the floor. So yeah, bless his heart. He's just a little guy.
He is. He's like 5'7".
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's skinny. And he ends up on the floor, which I love that about him. It's great.
Like I said, we'll share it on our Insta story at Ben and Kelly Show. But like I said, my feed has been popping up Wheel of Fortune stuff ever since.
I just
since.
Can't wait to see what else you find.
Right?
Watching more Wheel of Fortune.
Right. So anyways, hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this hour. We'll get to a phone tap on the way, plus setting the bar story and a feel-good story on the way next. Kelly K.
So Kingston the Yorkie went missing during Hurricane Laura in Lake Charles. ended up 300 miles away over 5 years he's been missing.
Oh, wow.
Showed up at the Kappa Sigma fraternity house at Southern Miss. The guys started calling him Benji.
All right.
Then the chapter president decided, you know what, we should probably check him for a microchip.
Mm-hmm.
That is how he discovered that Kingston had a home. His name was Kingston, and that he was missing.
Mm.
Debbie is as human, never thought she'd see him again, so their reunion on Friday was pretty emotional.
I never thought I would see him again.
And I walk outside, and there's just this Yorkie's just sitting there in a red T-shirt. The next day, our vice president went and got his chip checked, and that's when we found out that his name was actually Kingston, not Benji, and he had been missing for 5 years, which is kind of crazy.
But before I could call him, he called me. My heart just started pounding, and I told my boss, I was like, I found Kingston. And we both just started yelling and screaming. Up. He's so beautiful. So happy to have my baby back.
Aww. Yay. And you know, the guys at the house were like, cool, we've got a dog now for a little bit.
I know.
They're like, meanwhile, dog just shows up. We got a mascot.
Meanwhile, Kingston / Benji's like, I'll be whatever you want me to be.
I will be the best toy. You guys,
you can
fun.
Call me whatever.
I will hang out. Mm-hmm. The fact that he showed up in a T-shirt. It's yeah, kind of right. Great.
That's funny.
You can see this story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
I feel bad that we didn't mention once on the air yesterday that it was Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Really? And it was at the top of the show sheet.
It was, and we failed to not do our job as public servants and broadcasters.
I was shocked that we didn't mention it.
On Facebook, you can see some guilty parties that have been posted, like Pepper, the Magnificent Farter.
Sure.
From Kimberly.
Yes.
Phyllis.
The dog's name is Phyllis. Yeah, is the best.
From Denise, who said, I had to get an air purifier to reduce the toxic fumes that come from her.
Oh, wow. That's impressive, Phyllis.
Sarah posted a pic of her boxer and said, don't let that face fool you. After eating the good canned dog food as a treat.
Oh, yeah.
She stinks up the house.
Yeah. Yeah. But precious.
Addison's Poochie Maynard.
Poochie Maynard.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
These are Reggie. Holly's French bulldog, Reggie. The fart, a.k.a. the fart king.
The fart king. He does look kind of regal.
Oh, shoot.
Rocco also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holly wrote a full-on book regarding her dog.
Oh, with warning Reba. Symbols and everything.
Yeah. Reba, her little angel named Reba.
Toxic fumes ahead.
Yeah,
warning.
Exactly. So yeah, good little gallery there of the guilty parties. Not just Dougal, my pit bull, and your three pugs.
Cindy's Dante lights up every room, she says. And he looks like he's literally smiling. Like, yes, that yeah. is me. I do light up every room. That is me.
I know. What my dog, Dougal, typically, you'll hear him fart when he jumps up on the couch or something.
Okay, and so then you can hear it.
It's immediate, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, get off the couch!
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's Kimberly says Rocco does that too. Audible farts all the time.
Yeah.
But they don't really smell, she says.
That's good.
Boy, Rocco.
All right. So anyways, if you want to see, post up your guilty party if you want at Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up next, William Hassenpepper works as a landlord there as part of the apartment complex for our quote unquote victim.
He's just been getting too many deliveries. Probably should bring that to his attention.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get to a classic phone tap coming up here next. And then you'd never really mess with the Easter Bunny when you're little, right? You're too like involved in wanting that candy, right?
Absolutely.
But there, I guess, comes an age when you just don't care about that candy anymore and it turns into a setting the bar story.
Oh, great.
All right. So that's still to come on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, we'll blame Karen. Hey, Ben and Kelly. My brother Marshall just moved into a new apartment, has been super busy with his new job, and doesn't have much of anything right now. Okay. So he's been getting takeout and having things delivered like every day. He's told me he feels like the neighbors will think he's up to no good. So I have an idea for a phone tap. Would love to hear you guys have a little fun with him. Thanks, guys.
All right. So William Hassenpepper, obviously Robert Hassenpepper's brother. Anyways, works at Marshall's apartment complex. Has to call and confront him about some mysterious packages that have continued to show up at his place.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Marshall?
Yes, it is.
Marshall, hi. William Hassenpepper from the landlord's office. Can I just steal a little moment of your time?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Well, we've actually gotten a few complaints from your neighbors, and I just wanted to get your take on it.
Complaints about what?
Well, Marshall, they're just a little nervous because there are a bunch of people coming by your unit like every night.
Okay, well, why does that make them nervous?
Well, they don't stay very long, and they're just seem like they're dropping something off.
Well, they probably are dropping something off.
Right. They mentioned that they usually bring a bag that they give you.
Okay, yeah, that's just delivery people.
Right. We understand that they're delivering something, and there are reports of money changing hands. Marshall, you know we have a zero drug tolerance here, right?
It's just for takeout. I order out a lot.
All right, well, what about the smells? Your neighbors through the shared walls says he smells some pretty weird stuff coming out of your place.
Yeah, like I said, it's food. The dish I get, sometimes from the Chinese place smells pretty strong, probably curry.
Right, curry. Hard to know what meth is if you never smelled it.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't know.
Look. I get it. We just want to be sure. Living in a close community, we all have to make sure we get along.
And we do. Look, I'm telling you that I'm not a drug dealer or user or whatever they think I am. I get a lot of food delivered. That's all.
Okay, would it be possible when the delivery comes for you just to pull whatever it is in the bag out while your door is still open?
You can't be serious.
Look, it would ease a lot of minds. Maybe take a bite of whatever it is. Say something like, "Oh man, you guys make the best tacos," or whatever. Just loud enough so people peering through their curtains can hear it.
Wow. Oh my God.
You know what? Sure, I will do it next time, but just once. I can't believe this.
All right, that'd be good. That'd help out a lot. Maybe denounce drugs too while you're at it. Say something like, "Who needs drugs when I get high on tacos?"
Oh, my God!
You're out of your mind. Listen, I will take a bite in the doorway. That's it.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. And your sister did say that you were kind of touchy about this.
When did you talk to my sister?
Well, Marshall, when she wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a little phone tap.
No way. Oh, man. I've listened to you guys before. So stupid. I should have done something was up.
Should have, yes. Didn't, and that's why we love you.
I'm going to need you to make plenty of declarations whenever you get a delivery. Not drugs!
Delicious burger! I love tacos!
I love shoving burgers in my mouth, not drugs!
Bet you wish you had these tacos. You don't, I do.
That's your phone tap.
Make some nom-nom noises, too. That'd be great.
All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without jumping the Easter Bunny, you're doing okay.
Why are we jumping the Easter Bunny? The Easter Bunny didn't do anything to deserve that.
Well, it's Florida.
Okay.
I don't know if that justifies anything.
No, it doesn't.
But three teenagers decided they were going to mess with the Easter Bunny returning from break.
Oh, dang it.
So it was kind of unprovoked. 13, 14 years old, started pushing and shoving the Easter Bunny.
Better never.
Who was a 24-year-old girl.
Oh, come on, really?
Inside the costume, yeah. The police and a shopper talk about it.
They're following her back to where her staging area is, tugging on her, pushing on her, pulling on, trying to pull the costume apart. Simply put, it's an unprovoked attack, just like what it sounds, you know, on someone trying to spread joy in the lives of youth, you know, as we enter the holiday season of Easter. How these three individuals came to the conclusion to act this way is kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, so thankfully she's all right, just a little shaken.
But those kids should be grounded.
Yeah, they should get coal in their Easter basket.
There's no point, guys. Don't do that to the bunny. The bunny did nothing to no one. Go run around the park or something, or play some sports.
Yeah. That's one of the shoppers that was like, get your energy out some other way. Don't mess with an Easter bunny who's
don't
just
play
trying
tackle
to,
football. Sounds like you'd like to do that.
Who's just trying to high-five some kids and stuff like that. So
kids, don't be that kind of kid.
Yeah, don't make us mom and dad you.
That's right. Listen, we sit you down.
All right, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without jumping the Easter bunny, then you're doing okay.
Yeah,
don't do that. That's your setting the bar story. When you're in a new relationship, you know, you're learning about each other. It's 99.7 DJX. We've talked on the show several times about, you know, easing into freak flags. Have you seen where there is a style of dating, especially with like the Gen Z, where they almost trauma dump on the first date immediately?
Trauma dump? Why would you do that?
Where it's like you just get everything out.
You need to know all these things.
Then
decide if we want to move forward.
Right. Here is my baggage.
Is that smart? Is that working out for people?
I don't know. But yeah, the whole like within the first couple dates, just like, blah, this is the ugly side of me. Now that you know that, here is
don't you need to
everything
hook them
else.
First? I mean, feel like you need to hook them first a little bit.
Well,
to see
I'm not
if
saying
they can handle all that.
I'm not saying everybody's doing it, but I'm saying that there is a method that a lot of the younger generation is doing right now with kind of just like, all right,
this is me.
Now do you want to go get coffee?
That would not have worked out well for me.
No,
I don't think. The whole thing is you put your best foot forward, right? You hook them.
Yeah,
and
but
then
you didn't
slow roll like crazy, right?
I feel like with you.
What about with me?
No, I'm just saying. I don't think that there was a whole lot of crazy underneath the surface.
No.
So even if you would have been like, okay, you know, do this.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Then I don't feel like that would have been a huge, like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't think I had a lot of oh, gosh things. I was pretty normal. Usually tried to play it cool because I wasn't going to be the one that was like, oh, I love you. Do you think that we're going to be together forever?
Right.
You know, I let them get there first because mm-hmm. I'm not going to scare anybody off by going too,
right.
you know, hard in the paint too
sure.
soon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, that is a style of dating that is
unique.
Unique, something that, you know, may or may not be working out for you or not, but Kara is kind of learning where her guy that she's been seeing for 3 months is.
Well, he's laying it all out.
I was going to say she knows because he literally dumped it all on her in the form of a PowerPoint presentation.
Which, when you think that guys can sometimes be hard to read, this is kind of refreshing, right?
Yes.
Kind of?
Yeah, it's like, all right, here's exactly where I am.
Yes.
Yep. All right, so we'll unpack her situation with group therapy coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sarah's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Okay, I need a ruling. Is this cute, cringe, or creepy?
Okay.
Because my group chat is split.
Okay.
I've been dating this guy for 3 months. Things have been going well. Like, we've been on fun dates. Mm. We have good conversation, strong connection.
Okay.
But then the other day, he pulls out a laptop, like literally opens it in front of me and says, I've got something to show you.
Mm.
It's a full-on PowerPoint presentation titled, Where We're Headed, A Journey of Us. Y'all, it had transitions.
Y'all.
It had bullet points. It had photos of us. And yes, there was a slide about future kids' names. Plural.
Wow.
Even used a pie chart to explain how we balance each other. And part of me is like, wow, effort. The other part's wondering if I just joined a TED Talk on my own relationship.
Okay.
So tell me, do you think this is cute, cringe, or creepy? I'm kind of stuck between this man is emotionally available and should I start running?
Wow.
So here I am, just a girl with mixed feelings in the front row seat to her own relationship presentation. Help.
She's funny.
She's got lots of little emojis and little fancy writing. And like, she kind of almost made a little bit of a PowerPoint presentation in her message,
right,
which is kind of cute.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I get that this is unusual. I also understand it's like, hey, he's invested, right? He's invested.
He is. He's got a lot
of future.
He sees potential. At least the PowerPoint presentation was like where we're headed. It showed a future that there is a lane ahead.
This is him saying, I think you could be the one. And just wondering. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think.
So
he's laying it out like this. You're the one. If they're talking kids.
Wow.
He's like, okay, he's telling her, I see a future
hang
with
on,
you.
Hang on,
and maybe
hang
he's
on.
Just trying to gauge her response.
Listen, my wife and I were dating, I don't know how long, but it wasn't long. And we had gone to Dave & Buster's. And they had one of those picture booths where you could both take a picture of yourselves and it would say, here's what your kid's going to look like.
You mash your faces together?
Yeah, your faces together. So we're like, we should do that. See what it looks like. And we got it and we're like, oh, big forehead.
big forehead.
Yeah, attractive.
See, this is just like the book that she made in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know if it's the book on How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days level.
It's a PowerPoint presentation. I mean, it's kind of
maybe
that
it's the
level.
2025 version of that book.
Maybe,
yeah.
I think it's adorable. Now, if I need to ask her, I guess before he did this, were you thinking the same thing? Like, did you see a long term potential with him? Did you think that this guy maybe could be the one? And if so, then maybe don't be as thrown off by it because at least now you know. Hey, he thinks the same thing. You guys might be on the same page.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, is this timeline like next week?
Well, I feel like if she's reaching out to us, maybe she's leaning the way of creepy.
Maybe.
502-795-1997. How did you show your freak flag early and did it work?
Okay. Yeah. Cause we're 3 months in, which is still, it's real early.
I mean, 3 months though, if it's
be laying out the path for
if
your
it's
lives
you
together.
Later,
I would have been like, yes, let's go get married.
Hey, sign me up, buddy.
All right.
Let's walk
you
down
really,
the aisle.
You really, really like me. This is great.
All right, let's go.
Let's lock it down. Let's lock it down.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got a story, we'd love to hear it. Or if you want to.
Swifty Kim thinks it's cute.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be more people that think this is really adorable.
Well, like I said,
it's on the cute side. It's less creepy.
My future wife, then girlfriend, and I did something similar, not like bullet points, but we did, hey, what's our kids going to look like?
Do you still have those pictures?
I texted her and I asked
to see them.
I asked if she could send it. I don't know if she knows where it
is. That would be amazing. You would really love to see those.
Picture of what she and I would look like as a kid.
And did they have a beard?
You know what?
Did you have a beard back then?
I don't know if I did or not. Because
it'd be amazing if you did. And if they just go ahead and include that on the baby.
I want to say if I remember the picture correctly, it kind of had a big, the kid kind of had a big forehead. However, there are glimpses, like you can look at it and go, oh,
like it kind of did turn out like that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you could almost say, "Oh yeah, I guess I could kind of see."
Wow.
Which is wild that Dave and Buster's had that technology back then.
Yes.
All right, 502-795-1997. Group therapy. Take some of your stories on the way next. Group therapy. Kara got a PowerPoint presentation titled "Where We're Headed: A Journey of Us" from her boyfriend of 3 months. Her group chat is a little bit split on whether that's creepy, cringe, or cute.
I think it's really kind of cute. I think a lot of women complain that you can't seem to read the guy or he's not emotionally available. And like, you kind of know where this guy stands with you. I think that's adorable. Missy texted, my now husband proposed to me after 3 months of dating. I was 17. Been together for 32 years and still going. Yes, girl.
Tish says, very similar to what you just said. My initial reaction was kind of creepy, but women tend to be like, how does he feel? Is he into me? I just want a guy who knows how he feels. I want effort, blah, blah, blah. And here he is, a literal definition of if he wanted to, he would. He showed effort, initiative, creativity. If everything else is good, I see green flags.
I like that. Sarah on Facebook said, after the cat licker and dog psychic from last week, I think this is perfectly fine. It's endearing and shows he's really into you.
I like Mandy. Mandy rolls in and says, coming from the mind of a consultant, PowerPoints are my life, LOL. An elder millennial. And someone who historically has dated emotionally unavailable men. I love this. She says, my husband now started our relationship over the first few weeks, trauma dumping.
Oh.
Here's my toxic traits.
Yep.
Here's my red flags.
Okay.
We're both veterans, so what level of PTSD are you dealing with?
Oh, wow.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We fell in love super quickly. It was refreshing to have someone who was so emotionally available that they were willing to open up like that. So, yeah, she just kind of goes on and says, yeah, this is cool and could be a good thing.
Yes. Also, thank you both for your service.
Yeah, I think the more I think about it, yeah, I think that's kind of creative. I like the whole creative aspect of it. Lisa says, it seems a bit controlling. It's almost saying, if you stay with me, this is the trajectory I expect.
Oh.
Of course, Lisa admits, I have narcissistic trauma, so what do I know?
Okay, all right. You might be projecting a little bit. But most people are like, this is really, really sweet. It's endearing. It's refreshing. Not a lot of guys are, you know, put it out there like this. And if there are no other warning signs that might lead to, yes, this is more of a controlling part of him, then, you know, ride it out. Again, it's only been 3 months. And if you have, like, strong feelings before he gave this to you,
you know,
then just
I think, ride it out and see where it goes. Yeah, I think you just kind of continue to ride it out. I do think that's creative. I do.
I think it's precious.
And
I would be really flattered that he put that time and effort and thought.
Kelly would literally be shopping for rings.
I would be just a mess of tears. Happy tears. We'd go, let's go buy a ring and get married tomorrow.
Let's just go ahead and do that.
Yes. So I think it's really precious. And if you are feeling the same way, if you were giddy about him before this popped up, then yeah. Count your blessings, girl.
Still like after the cat licker and the dog psychic from last week. This seems normal.
Perspective.
Sure, let's think perspective. Yes. There are others who are dealing with worse, all right?
Right. Now, Tony the Welder is like, it's, you know, a little cringy. Whatever she did, he's fallen hard for her.
Uh-huh.
Just don't break his heart. Okay. Not worth breaking up over.
Right.
Might be, you know, a little much at 3 months in, but he loves the effort. He's passionate about the relationship. That's obvious.
I think everybody's so kind of agreeing that maybe at 3 months, it's a little in your face. But the like so many have said, women are constantly going, I just want a guy who is emotionally available and is able to talk about feelings.
And you
here
know
he
that he has, you know, goals of long term.
So there you.
You
go. Trauma dumping within the first 3 months. He did it.
Okay.
Or he laid it out there,
he
at least.
He laid it out there. I think that's sweet. And count your blessings and let us know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Kara. That is group therapy. It's time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of an update on a feel good we shared a couple of months ago when we talked about this guy named Spencer. He owns a company called SB Mowing out of Kansas. He's a TikToker, got over 2.7 million followers on YouTube alone. And he met last summer, did some work for, really struck a chord with his followers. Her name is Beth. She lives on her own. She is elderly. And viewers, like when I say elderly, like it's really hard for her to get around.
Get around, sure.
And the video of her story has over 11 million views. So he decided to start a GoFundMe. And I think in over the 24 hours, it raised over $500,000.
Oh, wow.
So now he's circling back to give her an update on how much it's raised so far.
The total amount we've raised is $885,000.
Wow.
Right there, it says 300 people made a donation.
Wow.
Our biggest donation was from somebody that wanted to stay anonymous, and somebody donated $5,000.
Oh, you should be so proud of yourself.
So, I mean, for sure, I know you said you wanted to get a new bed.
Yes. The mattress is 50 years old.
I think you need a new mattress for sure.
Wow. Did she say mattress? Her
mattress is 50 years old. So they took her to a mattress store. She picked out a new mattress, had it delivered. And then Spencer had some friends come in and decluttered her kitchen.
Wow.
Fixed up some windows, did some more repairs where needed. And he's going to help her continue to get the house either ready to make it more livable for her or so that she can sell it and possibly move closer to family in California. But
there you go.
It's just kind of incredible how many people, how many of his followers chipped in to help out.
That's great.
And yeah, just changed her life.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
See both the original story on her and the new video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
If you're a rideshare driver, probably someone, one of your passengers has left something in the back of your car before. Maybe it's their cell phone. That's probably the most frequent thing that's left.
God forbid, wallet.
Yeah, wallet.
Oh, dang.
I remember we were in Chicago for my friend's bachelor party, and we were out late. I'm like, trust me, I know where I'm going. I've been to Chicago before. Our hotel's this way.
Oh, no.
So me and my friend, we bid farewell to my buddy who's getting married, and we're like, we got it. We're going to walk. So we start walking. We start walking. And we wind up walking about an hour in the wrong direction. And so then we jumped in.
Trust me. I know where we're going.
I've been to Chicago before. Oh. I know. I was so. Oh. You know the feeling when you're so confident.
And this is before Google Maps were a thing on your phone, right? Please tell me it was.
I think that
in an hour of walking, you didn't stop to look at your Google Maps and say, oh, let's just check to see if
we're walking
on the right track.
Well, we're walking, and you know, when you're downtown, all these buildings, they look the same, right?
Yeah.
And so you're downtown, you're walking, you're like, yeah, our hotel's just this way.
And up the way.
And my friend Rob was like, I think we're going the wrong, he knew.
Yeah.
He was like, I think we're going the wrong direction. Look, this is Ohio Street. I think that we're this way. And I'm like, no, trust me, it's this way.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, hour in the wrong direction. We jump in an Uber and go
the opposite direction
yeah, back to our hotel. He leaves his phone in the car.
Oh, no.
And again, overnight.
That's your fault, because had you walked in the right direction, you wouldn't need to get an Uber to begin with.
Sure, we can blame it on me.
1,000% your fault.
Anyways, after a lot of calls, the dude actually came to us in the morning before we had to leave and drop the phone off. So it was good.
Driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give him a really good rating.
Uber released its annual list of the weirdest things we forgot in ride shares. A mannequin head with human hair was
human hair.
One of the oddest on the list.
What in the world? What in the world?
A mannequin with human hair.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Live turtle.
A live turtle. A Viking drinking horn, which sounds delish.
Okay.
A chainsaw.
A chainsaw.
A urinal.
I'm sorry, back the truck up.
Yeah.
We're riding in an Uber with a urinal.
With a urinal.
And then we forget to take that with us when we get out of the car.
I guess so. Maybe you toss
How
it in
do you
the
miss
trunk.
That?
Maybe you toss it in the trunk
Maybe
and you just
we
forget
toss
it's
in the trunk.
Forget it's in there.
Okay.
I don't know. If you're a rideshare driver, give us the craziest thing a passenger or maybe you have left in your rideshare. 502-795-1997.
A Ghostbusters ghost trap. Oh, wow. I'd want to keep that.
A witch's broom.
Sure. Maybe Halloween.
Yeah, that was the Saturday before Halloween.
Five-gallon bucket of beans.
Okay.
All right. Are we going to a potluck and you forgot your dish?
Divorce papers.
Oh. Oh. There's some feelings behind that.
Wow. Wow.
175 hamburger sliders. How do you forget 175 hamburger sliders? You're obviously catering a party or something, right?
We got a message from Keith. One time someone left an urn with their pet's ashes behind in my car. Thankfully, I was able to get it back to the owner. Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's like, where's Fido?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a lot.
Kim said, I left a half-eaten rotisserie chicken in a reusable tote bag. Don't ask why I had it. Do ask why I thought I'd be allowed to eat it in the Uber, though. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, late at night, you're just hungry.
Rachel, I once left a full-size body pillow with Ryan Gosling's face on it.
That's funny.
My friend's bachelorette party, but sure, let's pretend it was mine. That's phenomenal.
That's great.
I need to know where to buy that.
I love that. That's fantastic. Funny. That's funny. The weird things someone has left in your ride chair.
Kelsey, someone donated an unopened bottle of glow-in-the-dark body paint.
Oh, no.
Made it to the party, but probably was disappointed. No body paint.
Oh, no.
That backseat glowed for days.
Oh. So it spilled Yikes. A little bit. Dang.
Wow. I'm totally looking up the body pillow with
Ryan Gosling's face. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those. That's a gift that keeps on giving Absolutely. That you just forgot about. Like, dang, can't forget
Ryan Gosling,
that.
Time to go to bed.
Yeah. All right. That's good stuff. Good stories there. We'll tweet out the list. You can see it yourself in some of those. Maybe you can relate. At Ben and Kelly Show on X. You have a weird talent. 99.7 DJ X. There's a guy who, he's a comedian, traveled to New Zealand for a little show, right? And so he just reached out on social media and said, hey, you want to watch me fold a fitted sheet perfectly? And people were like,
yes. Yes, I do.
700 people.
I will be there. Fold the sheet.
Yes.
Fold the sheet. They're chanting.
Yes. Yes. Wow. 700 people went out to this shopping area to watch Dan fold a sheet.
Sounds like he nailed it. They were happy with the result.
He demonstrated his talent for folding a fitted sheet.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
People were standing on bins. People were like, he was caught off guard by how many people actually showed up.
Well, if you're going to invite people, at least be ready for a couple. Like, if five people showed up, I'm still putting on a show.
Okay, so not to go down the fitted sheet wormhole.
Yeah.
But I'm so hot and cold with how to fold it. Because sometimes I'll be like, oh yeah, you just do this, and boom, and it's perfect. And I'm like, wow. Look at me. Next time.
You tuck in the corners, right?
The next time, I'm like, now what did I do that time? Right. And then it looks like I've just kind of balled up something in a nice little folded mash and shoved it in the closet.
I am that way with the outdoor blanket that we use that you can fold back up and it has a zipper and then you like carry it like almost like a bag.
Yeah. You just can't get it back in the zipper.
Things that are bags that you can fold back up into little
right,
things
right.
and easily carry it.
You can never get
it,
them back
I can
in.
Never remember how yeah. you're supposed to fold it.
Yeah. So this guy, his talent, his weird talent was he was an expert at folding a fitted sheet.
And people showed up in droves.
This is my favorite part. Fold the sheet.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean,
that
is a society there that is used to chanting things at like rugby matches
yes.
or soccer matches or
yes.
things like that. So anyways, let us know if you've got a fun, weird talent. 502-795-1997.
Sounds like he delivered big time.
Is our number. Yeah, people were satisfied.
Yes.
That's for sure.
This was a great decision
yeah,
to come
out
for this today.
Tell us your talent and your story. What is your weird, random talent?
Thanks to a guy in New Zealand who got a crowd to come watch him fold a fitted sheet.
Angela says, I have this weird talent of making the simplest tasks a million times harder and filled with anxiety. It's like a superpower.
That's great.
Swifty Kim says, oh, that's my hidden talent too, the folded sheet. My ex-mother-in-law used to say I made the fitted sheet look like it just came out of the package. Wow.
Impressive.
That is impressive. That is, for
because
sure.
That is just, it's not a simple shape.
No.
And it's really difficult to master. Amanda says I can make dolphin noises. Like weirdly accurate ones. Sometimes I do it to mess with people at the beach.
This is just a sound effect I found on YouTube, but right. I'm imagining.
It's probably exactly what Amanda sounds like. Yep.
I can only imagine her doing that.
Tara, I can touch my tongue to my nose. Not cute, but weirdly impressive after two margaritas.
Weirdly impressive.
Oh, Candy, I can tell what kind of mood my cat is in based purely on tail flick velocity.
Oh.
Basically, I'm fluent in feline sass.
Okay. Weird talents. Listen, we asked for weird talents and you're delivering. You're delivering.
We did.
Tim said I can flip my eyelids inside out.
Oh, God.
Not an attractive trait.
No, it's not.
It's not an elegant one either.
No.
But it is horrifying.
Okay, all
but,
right.
But yes, at least it's horrifying.
I would classify it as that. Yes, I'm just imagining it.
But at least it's horrifying.
Oh, Meredith, I can do that creepy double-jointed thumb bend that makes people uncomfortable. Yes, it hurts no one. Yes, people scream anyway.
Now, was that the one where you, like, bend your thumb back?
Yeah.
And
can you do
you
it?
Can, like, touch? No. And you can, like, touch your arm with your thumb?
Yeah.
Can you touch your arm with your thumb?
No, I cannot. I am not. Uh-uh.
Double jointed.
I am
like
not
that?
Double jointed or flexible in any way.
Mm.
Dana, I can pop almost every joint in my body on command. My elbows, shoulders, hips, ankles. Basically, I'm a one woman fidget toy. Not that. That's dolphin. That's Amanda the dolphin. Oh, and Randy, I can perfectly mimic a crying baby.
Oh, gosh.
It's a blessing and a curse,
uh-huh.
Especially in a Target.
Could you imagine, like, if you are a new mom and you hear someone do that, I bet you would start lactating.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be a thing?
Maybe. I never really paid much attention.
Jared said, I can make my wife go from happy to angry just by breathing wrong.
That is a talent.
Have you ever annoyed your spouse just by chewing?
Not that he's made me aware.
Okay.
But I do annoy him in other ways. Like trying to incessantly solve every project.
Sure.
Every problem.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. All right. Those
I'm
are fun. Those are fun. Unique talents there.
Justin, hang on. Go back to the one woman fidget toy. Is she single?
Wait, what?
That Justin wants to know.
Wait. The lady who can...
Dana.
Dana. Dana, pop every joint in your body.
That's the one woman. I don't know. We'll keep you posted on that.
We'll keep you posted. Maybe you found that special someone while you're shopping, grocery shopping, or at a support group. But you don't get a name or number, so what do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a big spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man.
Okay.
Hi. I think you're hot, Mr. Self-Checkout Expert.
Oh, okay.
You were the tall, dark, dangerously competent guy with a barcode scanner. I, on the other hand, was a woman frantically battling a rogue bunch of bananas and a printer that hated me.
Oh, no.
We were both stuck at the self-checkout lane at Kroger's.
Kroger's. Gotta put the S on it.
Put the S on there. Bonding over mutual confusion like two tech challenge souls lost in a touchscreen jungle.
Oh, no.
I said something like, do you need to be an engineer to buy almond milk now? And you laughed. Maybe it was a pity laugh. Still counts. You're buying a frozen pizza, a six-pack, and a lone toothbrush.
Ah, okay.
So either you're single... We're in the weirdest open relationship ever. Either way, I liked your vibe.
Yep.
You had the look of someone who flosses and texts back.
Flosses and texts back. I like that.
Sounds like a compliment.
Yeah.
I, however, was running late to my nephew's bris.
Bris?
Yes, that's a baby circumcision. Don't worry, I won't break it up on a first date. Again.
Again.
I bolted. And couldn't hang out and learn more about you because I was already one. Where are you? Text away from being guilt-shamed by three Jewish aunties and a rabbi. I gotta go.
She first had to go get almond milk,
I guess.
Yeah, what?
The essentials.
Yeah.
But I swear it wasn't fleeing you. Quite the opposite. I was internally screaming, this man is hot.
Okay.
While trying to get my receipt to print.
Sure.
If you're out there, let's pretend we met somewhere cooler, like a Parisian cafe.
Oh, yes.
Or while rescuing a puppy from a storm drain.
Okay.
Two vastly different
very
scenes.
Different, yes.
Okay, but honestly, I'd settle for some alone time in aisle 9 and a second chance.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So wait, she was running late for the bris.
Yes.
Her nephew's bris, but
right,
first,
right.
Gotta do some quick
almond
shopping.
Almond milk and bananas.
That's right, essentials.
Yes.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman, green sweater lady with anxiety. Question
okay.
mark?
All right.
You were the radiant new presence at Tuesday night's anxiety support group.
Oh, all right. This is not your usual setting.
I was the human embodiment of the nervous laughter emoji. Hi. Hello.
Oh, gosh.
You sat next to me last Tuesday at our anxiety support group meeting, room B, under the buzzing fluorescent that makes everyone look like they're starring in a horror movie about feelings.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so she probably knows the room. Sure.
And listen, I was not emotionally prepared for someone attractive to enter my sacred circle of spiral notebook doodles and quiet breathing exercises.
Yeah, you don't expect it. Doing some work on yourself, yes.
You were wearing a soft, oversized, greenish sweater that looked cozy and unintentionally stylish. I couldn't help but notice. I have the exact same sweater.
Oh.
For my dog.
Okay.
I swear it's not an insult. Just made you 1,000 times more endearing and 5 times more intimidating.
Oh, wow. All right.
I spent the entire session trying to focus on my inner child or whatever.
Yeah.
But instead, I just sat there thinking, should I tell her? Is it weird if I tell her? Should I casually bark and see if she picks up on it?
No, we don't bark. No,
oh,
no barking.
Oh, no,
nope,
no.
Nope,
abort,
nope.
Abort.
Right.
By the time I worked up the courage to say literally anything, you were gone.
Oh, dang it.
Like a beautiful, emotionally complex mirage who maybe also has a weighted blanket collection, too.
Why are we assuming that?
So here I am.
Okay.
Posting on the internet like any normal, emotionally constipated millennial trying to find love via Craigslist instead of direct human interaction.
Emotionally constipated.
Anyway, if you remember the guy with the slightly too tight hoodie chewing on a pen cap like it owed him money, that was me.
Oh, great. Great.
If you're into anxious small talk, parallel overthinking, or slow-burning eye contact from across a circle of folding chairs.
Who wouldn't be?
I would love to awkwardly reintroduce myself.
I have a thought.
Maybe we could hang out somewhere low pressure, like a farmer's market or a blanket fort.
Here's a blanket fort?
Panicfully yours.
Okay.
The dog sweater guy.
I have a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
These groups tend to meet weekly.
Yeah.
Do they not?
Yeah. Just go
Maybe
back.
Maybe he just asks her the next meeting.
Right,
just
exactly.
Start a conversation then.
Oh, shoot.
You got a week to work up what you might want to say. I would not bark.
So
I would not do.
Whether you are late for your nephew's bris and you just needed to grab some bananas and almond milk first.
But you see a hottie.
But you see a hottie at the self-checkout.
Right.
Or the lady wearing your dog's sweater.
Right, at the anxiety support group.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Next week, though, right? Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
We'll do it next week on 99.7 DJX. How about a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
This is where we find interesting things in the internet. We pass them along in the structure of learning.
With a stamp of fact.
Learning new things.
Uh-huh.
When you break wind.
Ugh.
Want to know how fast it goes?
I really never thought about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you now.
I don't need to think about it.
Well, here, I'm making you think about it.
Is this because yesterday was Dog Farting Awareness Day?
It travels about 10 feet per second.
Oh, great.
About 7 miles an hour.
Awesome. So is that helpful when it comes to the circumference you need around you to safely, like, make sure you're not offending anyone nearby? Like, they need to be about, like, how is 10 feet
away?
Yeah, you're
right. There's math involved.
There's math involved. Like, how far away do people need to be before travels, you can safely, like, not be detected?
It travels about 10 feet per second. So, you know, shoots out.
A more useful fact would be, what kind of a circumference around you do you need to have for you to escape unscathed without people knowing what you just did?
Have you ever...
That's the learning I need.
Have you ever, and I know you're not going to admit one way or the other, have you ever tried to, I guess, vacuum it up with your own nose?
No, you can't do that. I'm looking at you, though. Trying to imagine what that looked like. You just trying to, are you wafting it back into your face? Is that what you're doing? Well, thinking you could just suck it all up and no one's going to know? Is that what you're doing?
Why couldn't that work?
Because it doesn't. That's not how it can work.
Why can't you just smell up the smell?
No, you can't.
Just filter it yourself.
Nope. That's not the way it works. Good try, though.
So wait, I'm the only one in this room who's done that? 1,000%.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. So are you, what you're telling
most
me, what
time,
I'm gathering is you're in like a room. There's like no escape. You can't just run away.
Yeah. Or you let one go thinking that you're safe and then
you're
you
alone.
See someone coming and you're like,
oh no, they're going to walk right
you're
into
like,
it.
Like, oh, I'm going to have got to vacuum
they're
gonna this.
They're going
to
walk right into it.
You're going to, I got to vacuum it up.
I mean, if you're still doing that in an elevator, that's a rookie mistake.
Sometimes you just got to do it.
Someone is going to walk into
the I'm telling you the
worst.
If you're
the only one in there, there's no excuse for
the
you.
The worst when you walk out and someone's waiting to walk right in.
Oh, God.
And you just
what
turn.
What do?
You just turn around and wave. And the door's shutting, it's just enjoy.
Evil.
I did. I enjoyed it.
Did you look up fart facts? Is that how you found this? That doesn't do. These things just don't appear while you're doing normal scrolling. So
well,
I'm just
it's
wondering,
just,
you had to make effort to find.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it.
Okay. Just to give you a little glimpse as to where Ben's brain goes after the show, these are the things that he thinks to research. Like, he's not just happening across it. Like, he's seeking it out. This is the learning he's seeking out.
Yeah. Hey, someone's got, I want to share it,
someone's
too.
Someone's got to do it? Really?
I want to share it, too.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So anyways, stupid fact of the day.
That's great.
When you break wind, travels about 10 feet per second, about 7 miles an hour.
Who measured that? It's not like you can see it to be able to hold a measuring tape out. That's what I'm really curious as to how they detected that.
Yeah, it'd have to be like a controlled environment where you'd be able to probably like infrared, where you'd be able to see it. Coming out.
X-ray. Because you can see gas on an X-ray.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It'd have to be that kind of like technology.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I really would love to see the studies.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well,
like, I want to be in the lab.
I got it linked.
And who is the test subject? Do they, like, give, like...
Well,
they,
no one's asked me yet,
they
so...
They put an ad out saying, this is what we're looking for. We're going to need you to eat a couple burritos before you come in. This is what we're going to measure.
Oh,
and is
shoot.
That affected by the food that you eat? What's generating the gas? I feel like there's a lot of factors going into that science.
Variables.
And that, yes.
Yeah, a lot of variables.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
But let's just assume, in general, about 7 miles an hour.
Okay, great.
And
thank you so much for that.
And apparently you can't vacuum up your own smell.
Our lives are enhanced with this knowledge now. You can't get this kind of knowledge anywhere else.
Why would you?
Why would you indeed?
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. That's why it's called a stupid fact of the day.
Stupid is the emphasis.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah. Eastern Kentucky, congrats. You've made the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a stroll along the highway when you're naked, you're doing okay.
Yeah, typically they want you to have clothes on when you're out in public.
Yeah, police there in Eastern Kentucky, they had to respond to calls about a dude walking in his birthday suit along a highway. When they found him, cop asked what he was up to. from WYMT.
Deputies found James K. King on Kentucky 3286. He told officers he was, quote, going to get some pants.
Well, I mean, he's aware. He's not wearing any.
He is aware.
He's like, I'm trying to rectify that, officer. Like,
look, I'm just trying to get some pants. And
how about a shirt, too?
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and get the whole outfit.
Yeah, so,
hold
you know,
some.
He was not in his right mind.
Got it.
Under the influence of something.
Right.
Became a little disorderly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, old James was charged with indecent exposure, public intox, and disorderly conduct.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say that they say, hey, next time maybe just order from Amazon or something. You can order outfits.
Or put pants on before you leave.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, if his whole purpose for going out was to buy pants, you can order it from home.
Yeah.
And then you can just be naked in your house. And no one has to see it and you won't get in trouble.
There you go. Easy peasy. So again, you know, just I don't know what your plans were today, but if one of them was to take a stroll along the highway naked, this is a story to say don't do that.
If you wake up and maybe it was laundry day and he realized I don't have clean pants.
This is true.
I need to go buy some.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let me just put that out there that there are options nowadays that you can order.
Or wear dirty pants to the store.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.70JX. Obviously, thunder over Louisville, been canceled for this year due to the floodwaters. But maybe you're wondering, what about some of the other events? Because, you know, Derby Festival is like, hey, we still have a ton of events going on. Maybe they're not going to be affected by the flooding. Right now, they did put out a thing that said, hey, you've got questions maybe about the Derby Festival Mini and Marathon or the 5K that's happening. Because, you know, it starts right there at Main Street.
Yep.
Rolls all the way down Main Street for a couple miles.
Yes.
So, you know, based on the flooding, and I think the marathoners don't go across the bridge this year. They don't go into southern Indiana. I believe the marathoners go down to Iroquois and loop around there. So, but they are monitoring and they're kind of taking a look at the routes and stuff like that. And if they're going to have to adjust those, we'll let you know as soon as we find out anything. But, yeah, the race team is monitoring that. And then, of course, the Tour de Lou, which is coming up. That's a bike race, Kelly.
Ah. Gotcha. All the sportsy sports events.
All the sports events.
Kind of under my radar a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And same deal with like the bike race Tour de Lou, because I know parts of that, I think, go down River Road. So, you know, that could be impacted. Maybe the course could be impacted. So just kind of keep listening. We'll keep you posted on what we find out. But right now, no other events other than the big one, Thunder, has been canceled.
Affected. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, obviously, all that, the river is supposed to crest today and then hopefully start receding.
And the rain that we're supposed to get isn't supposed to impact that much.
Yeah.
Other than maybe slow down it receding.
Right. Okay. Right. That's what they're saying.
Not going to make it crest even higher.
No. That's not what I've heard from our favorite meteorologists.
The experts.
Yes, the experts. Not us.
Right.
So anyways, we'll keep you posted on all that stuff. Kentucky Derby Festival, all that on 99.70JX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.70JX. Did you do anything early in your relationship when you were dating where it could have been seen as cringe? Well, our listener, Kara, it was kind of like worried that the PowerPoint presentation that she received from her boyfriend of 3 months could have been in the cringe category. Could have been in the, well, that's cute.
Her group chat was divided, so she needed to come to us, which we were largely on team cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's team cute. Like, he's putting it out there, which is refreshing. A lot of times you can't figure out what guys are thinking, what they're feeling, and he's putting it all out there. I like it.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking back when I was dating my wife. I know we hadn't been dating long, but we went to like Dave and Buster's and did one of those photo booths where it morphs your pictures together.
Which,
and
I'm so happy that your wife found the picture.
I was going to say, she found the picture. I'll put it up
on the Insta story.
I'll put it on our story.
Magic.
But yeah, it's that our kid looks like she would have really big forehead.
But nailed it with the daughter.
Yeah.
Did you think about
that,
too?
I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
That's foreshadowing right there. You had three daughters.
Three daughters, yeah. So, anyways, we'll post that up on the Insta story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, that was early in our relationship, and that could have been seen as something that was a bit like presumptuous, maybe.
Yes.
But you know, obviously we worked out. So if you missed anything else from the show, podcast, great place to catch up. WDGX.com, tap listen.
Yep. It's Wednesday. Yeah. So Wet Nose Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yep. At noonish.
Yeah, right around noon, you can see an adoptable animal there from the Kentucky Humane Society. We got it. We'll put it up on socials there for you at 99.7 DJX. What else?
Have a great day.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk about